Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sunday was Father's Day. Hopefully everybody had a very good Father's Day. Danny, how was your Father's Day?
Lovely.
Good.
Perfect.
Dad, how was your Father's Day?
Love you, Dad.
We love you, Dad.
It was good. Thank you. Thank you for asking. Appreciate it.
We texted Darius Happy Father's Day.
Yeah.
And he said something along the lines
save it
of,
for the real dad. Yeah,
save it for the guys with kids. You're our dad on the show.
I don't know what else to say. I'm grateful. Thank you, guys.
Indeed.
Well,
you shouldn't be that grateful. We didn't get you a present.
Yeah, we got you nothing. Should've. I mean, you guys acknowledging it is great.
I should have made a homemade card and woken you up by sitting on your chest with all of my weight. That's what my kids did. They all just jumped on top of me with the homemade cards. Very cute. And I'm like the stickers that they put in them, a sandwich.
Here's soap on a rope or a
steak.
Tie.
Yeah.
Any macaroni cards or just like regular?
No, we just went straight up stickers and crayons and markers and pens. It was a win, though. It was very, very cute. I loved it. Sunday. Father's Day.
Yep.
I went to the movie theater. I was driving down to meet my parents in Fredericksburg. That was my original plan. We were going to go in Central Park. My parents still live in King George. I got on 95 without looking at traffic or anything. I left my house about an hour and a half before the movie because normally it takes me, on the weekend, 45, 50 minutes to get down to Fredericksburg, which is way longer than it should. I'm going about 25, 30 miles. We didn't move. We're just sitting in traffic.
Mm-hmm.
It got to a point where a half hour in, we've gone about 2 miles, and I said to my parents, I'm sorry. Dad, I'm not going to see you on Father's Day today. I'm bailing. And they said, just take him up there. No problem. So I got off of the highway, and we went to Woodbridge, and I saw a Potomac Mills movie theater. I took them to go see How to Train Your Dragon in 3D. They loved it, right?
Yep.
But while in the parking lot, before we saw the movie, something happened, Danny. And I don't know if my response was up to par. That's where you guys will come in to tell me if I did anything wrong. So, have you ever seen a movie at the Potomac Mills, Woodbridge, AMC 75 or
whatever
it is?
I've never seen a film there. I have been to several furniture stores there, though.
Okay, good enough.
Right.
It's a gigantic parking lot.
Yeah.
It's at the mall. And it is impossible, apparently, on a Sunday afternoon to find a parking spot. So I'm circling around for a couple of minutes. Imagine you're at the Springfield Mall near your yard house on a Friday or Saturday night, right? Just trying to find a spot. As I'm approaching a car, I'm trying to see if it's pulling out or going in. That is, as I find out, pulling into a spot. I notice, I'm like, this van, it's a white van, is way too close to this SUV, a white SUV, to the point where I'm thinking they're not going to keep going in, right? They have to back out again and then try again. Like, they're doing a terrible job. And they keep going and they stop and they're, I don't know how close, they're really close to the car. I can tell from where I'm at. And I'm thinking this person is an idiot. Either they don't see that there's a car next to them or they cannot drive, but one way or the other.
Yeah, either way, it's not great.
This is a stupid person who's doing a terrible job parking. And so they're taking a really long time. I'm not going to honk. We've got plenty of time until the movie. I'm being very calm. But I'm just kind of sitting there. and they're deciding what their next move is, and then they pull forward. And I see the entire SUV next to them basically on the back left tire get lifted off the ground a little bit. Like, it moved just slightly. Clearly, they had hit the car next to them. Okay,
I mean, it's so bad, dude.
Not hard, but you know when you rub a car when you pull into a spot or something? But to get back out, what has to happen? You have to rub that car again because you're going right back where you came in. So I'm sitting there going, I can't believe I just saw this. This dumb person, I knew it. They knew it. Everyone knew it. If you keep going, you're going to smear the car next to you, or you can back out and try again. And they did the thing that was dumb. So now I'm waiting for them to back out. And I'm not joking, Danny. Like, 90 seconds goes by, and they're still door-to-door next to this car.
Oh, it's so bad.
And I'm thinking maybe they're thinking, can I jump over the front? There's a car in front
of
them.
Yeah, where are you going
to
go?
What can I do I don't have to back out? Well, sure enough, I kind of pull up a little bit to the point where now I see that their reverse lights are on and they're about to come out maybe. And I kind of look to my right and I see into the side mirror a woman who is looking back at me with like big beady eyes. Like, I could see the white in her eyes. Like, she's like, oh no. And we make eye contact. And now it's kind of awkward. And we just kind of stare at each other for like 2 seconds. And I'm like, okay, now I'm kind of invested. So instead of pulling away, I back up again. Like, I'm waiting for her to leave because my assumption is maybe she's going to leave and I'm going to take this spot. But also, I want to see how this ends.
Yeah, now I'm invested.
I'm kind of nosy. So I'm waiting. Okay, we've made eye contact. She knows that I know. She eventually, almost 2 minutes later, backs up. Again, the car kind of moves a little bit. She's completely rubbing the back left of this SUV.
Like, it's all happening in slow motion.
It's like slow motion scratching, like,
oh.
All the way back.
Yeah.
All right. She gets back to the point where now she's off of the car, but like half in, half out of this spot. She goes forward again. This time, you would think, like, oh, she's not going to rub this car again. She does it again.
Oh, my God. It's the second time.
This stupid person.
Mm.
All I wanted to do is get out of my car and go up and just
stop.
Yell at this lady. Let me help you. Let me get in the car and help you.
But you learn your lesson from the one time you tried to help someone parallel park and they told you to pipe down.
That's a really good point.
Remember that?
So I'm a guy. And, it, you know, is it going to be like mansplaining?
Are you mansplaining now?
And, it, you know, I'm not just a guy, but I'm the worst kind of guy. So, like, the whole thing is bad, right? So, I just said, I'm not going to go help this lady. But, in the meantime, I'm going to circle back around because I need to find a spot still to see how this resolves itself. So, there was, like, a car behind me that kind of wanted to get by that was, like, clearly annoyed by the whole thing. Like,
yeah, they want
to
go.
They honked. So, I'm like, okay. So I go to drive around in a circle, and I'm going to come back and see what's what.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It took me maybe 45 seconds. The last time it took her 2 minutes before she even tried to move back out. By the time I'm coming back around, she is pulling away.
Oh.
Okay? Minute or so later, whatever. And I see her driving off slowly and turning left like she's leaving the parking lot. So in my mind, I'm now going, okay, do I follow her? Or Do I assume she did the right thing and left a note for these people? I didn't get her license plate or anything. And if she left a note, then everything's fine because it's not the first time someone's bumped into someone's car. That sucks. But as long as maybe when the 2 minutes went by the first time, she was writing her name and her number and she put it under the windshield and she rolled out. And the other problem is if I do follow her, which is weird because I'm a guy and she's a lady.
Yep.
I do have two kids in car seats in the back, but I don't know if that makes me less of a threat or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But like if I pull up next to her and just imagine this, some nosy fat who pulls up next to you, who goes
doing the, making the roll down the window
like,
motion
down, down. And she's like, yes. And I'm like, I saw you.
Did
back
you
there.
Leave a note?
Yeah. You bumped into that car. Did you leave a note? And if she had left a note, I'm the worst person on the planet and I'm an idiot and I'm nosy. If she had not left a note, then I'm still nosy and annoying.
Yeah, what are you going to do about it? Make her write a note and go back?
No, I think I would have taken her information down so that the other car had it now. Now, it wouldn't have been her name. She's not going to give me anything. But I would have given the make, the model, the license plate. I'm an eyewitness. I saw her.
That's true.
She jacked up the back of this dude's car,
yeah.
By the way.
Like, oh, yeah.
Jacked it up pretty good. So, I don't do anything. She drives off. She goes to the left. She's away. She gets away, but I'm assuming maybe she left a note. So I keep looking for a spot, okay? Final time I come back around the loop. This is like a scene out of a movie. I'm not doing a bit. It's not even 2 minutes later. The guy is back at his car taking a picture of the back of his car. So he's now back out. It's a dude, his wife, and this little baby in a stroller. And he looks furious. It's like a hidden camera show, though.
Yeah.
What are the chances that this all happened so quickly in three loops around the parking lot? He comes right back. She just drove away. I saw the whole thing. So this guy's now bent over, taking a picture. And of course, can't help myself. Too nosy, too curious. I put my window down and I pull up and I go, hey, neighbor. I didn't say that, but I might as well.
You Ned Flanders.
Neighbor, how you doing? I said, did she leave you a note? He's like, what? I'm like, did the person that did that leave you a note? He's like, no, did you see it? I'm like, I saw the whole thing. He's like, you're kidding. When was it? I'm like, about 2 minutes
ago.
Yeah,
not even a minute ago,
like,
dude.
You're serious? Like, yeah. What was she driving? I'm like, white van. I knew what it was, but I didn't know the license plate. I'm sure they'll get right on that, by the way.
Yeah, hop right on it.
And he's like, oh, he's like dying. He's like, you got to be kidding me. I'm like, how bad is it? And I like pull up and look. It's horrible.
Yeah.
Right? And so he just got pummeled. I'm like, she didn't leave anything? And he goes, nah, dude, this is it, man. It's just, I'm screwed. And I'm like, I'm so sorry, man. And I could tell, like, he was like, oh, don't worry about it, you know, whatever. But, like, his day was ruined. And I told him, I said, if it makes you feel any better, and this was a dumb thing to say, by the way, because of course it didn't. I said, she was the stupidest person I've ever seen in my life.
Does that help you?
And he's like, what? What? And I said, I watched the whole thing. I've never seen a worse driver, and I've never seen anyone do anything dumber. She just kept going back and forth, rubbing the back of your car over and over again. And he's like, oh. He's like, bro. Like, did not make him feel any better, oh. Right? But that's where... Now I ask you guys, What should I have done? Did I do anything wrong? I was already super nosy. I was already a detective. I fancy myself a bit of a detective. I think I did a great job, except I let the perp get away.
Right. You had him dead to rights.
But what am I, and I'm not even doing a bit, like, How weird would it have been if I followed her
Incredibly.
And confronted her?
Incredibly.
Is that the expectation? Should I have done that? Do you just... Also, I did not know that she didn't leave a note. And I do mean this. If I knew she hadn't left the note, I think I would have followed her and at least gotten her license plate, seen if I could have pulled up next to her before she left. Because the parking lot there at Potomac Mills, I mean, you're talking about a bigger footprint than the new Commander Stadium at RFK that's not ever going to happen, right? I mean, it's just gigantic.
Yeah.
So there's four or five different little flashpoints along the way where I could have pulled up and been like, excuse me, and beeped, and she would have known because we made the eye contact. We already looked at each other, and I'd have been like, you're not leaving, are you? Are you really leaving?
Are you going to leave?
It's kind of messed up. But even that is, like, so cringeworthy. Like, if you rubbed someone's car and drove off, which you shouldn't do.
Right.
But then someone confronted you about it who has nothing to do about it? How much would you hate that person?
The most possible. So there's an incident years ago, and I'll let you ask your question, where two moms that I know and, like had dealings with because they were moms at my kid's school, they didn't know each other yet, but they got to know each other this way. Pouring rain, same thing, two kids in the car with my friend, right? She's my good buddy's wife. And she scrapes a car trying to get through this narrow roadway, is like going back to her car to get a pen and paper in the pouring rain. And this nosy woman comes up and is like, excuse me, right. Are you going to leave a note? The return a phrase from my friend, and I quote, "Mind your bleeping business, you bitch." And that's how they started their relationship.
It's a good relationship.
Yeah. And so, like, well, she was doing the note. It's a risk reward. It's like, if you think you catch him in the act, that's fine. But if she's actually on her way to write the note, which is what she was doing, then you're the worst person alive.
I agree. And she could have already left a note.
Right. That's my point, is you couldn't know.
I can't help but think I let my guy down with the baby in the stroller. And he was just like looking up into the sky like, why me? And I could have helped him.
Yep.
He wouldn't be paying for the fix. She'd be paying for the fix. And also, I just hate when people get over on people. Like, we have a contract that we sign with society that says, in that instance, you do the right thing. And she didn't. And I wish I would have gotten her. It was my chance
she gets away with it.
To be Detective Paulson, and I let the perp slip.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.